from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Thursday, June 19th, 2025. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Central Ohio authorities have arrested eight people accused of assisting police shooting suspect Devontae Dixon in evading a manhunt and arrest. ONN's Kiara Lake has more with Franklin County Chief Deputy Sheriff Rick Minard.
Dixon was able to be on the run for nearly 2 days, and the Franklin County Sheriff's Office says that was only able to happen due to the people who were arrested yesterday.
Eight of those people made a decision to help a man who tried to kill two police officers. Let that sink in. They didn't panic. They didn't report him. They became part of Dixon's safe house circle.
Sheriff's office say if any others are out there that helped Dixon, they will also be heading to jail.
In Northwest Ohio, the Lucas County Sheriff's Office is looking into a potential hate crime as a Swanton homeowner believes her house was shot at because of flags in the front yard. ONN's Megan Hartnett has the story.
There are a total of five flags in her front yard. A pride, Palestinian, Ukrainian, and an upside-down American flag are on a pole near a road, and a right-side-up American flag is hanging on the porch. The owner has asked us not to share her identity due to safety concerns. She says she has lived in her home for more than 25 years with no issues. But things took a turn Saturday night. She says they found their glass storm door was shattered the next day, causing her to call the sheriff's office. One bullet is still lodged in their house. If it went through the wall, the owner says it would have hit her daughter while she was sleeping.
Yesterday, the Ohio Senate passed a bill that would prevent local authorities from impeding federal immigration enforcement. ONN's Tracy Townsend explains.
Republican State Senator Christina Rugner of Hudson introduced Senate Bill 172 after Franklin County Common Pleas Court judges banned ICE arrests within courtrooms without approval from a local judge. The Columbus Dispatch reports this extended to civil arrests as well. Rugner said the bill is necessary to prevent hardened criminals, sex traffickers, and drug lords from inundating Ohio. Republican Senator Andrew Brenner of Delaware said Ohio must not be a sanctuary state, and this law prevents local authorities from interfering with federal mandates. Opponents call the bill racist.
Design plans for adding a bridge span to one major connection between Southwest Ohio and Kentucky have been made public. ONN's Jared Allen reports with Ohio Governor Mike DeWine.
Photos and video renderings of the future addition to the Brent Spence Bridge are now public. The bridge carries I-71 and 75 over the Ohio River between Cincinnati and northern Kentucky. Governor DeWine and Kentucky's governor made the announcement Wednesday.
We wanted this bridge to be cost-effective, to work for motorists going back and forth, be functional, but we also want it to look good.
The new bridge span is scheduled for completion in 2032.
Intel plans to lay off up to 20% of its factory workforce. More from ONN's Jay Plyburn.
The company says the move is essential to streamline operations and secure its future. This could amount to more than 10,000 job cuts. Intel cites declining sales and fierce competition in the AI market for the decision. Layoffs will start next month. It's unclear how this impacts jobs at Intel's Licking County investment. The company is pumping $20 billion into building a massive chip plant. Right now, Intel says the plant will employ 3,000 workers, but the project has already had several setbacks. In April, Intel announced the plant will not open until 2031.
A new sign going up at national parks across the country, including in Northeast Ohio at Cuyahoga Valley National Park, are sparking some debate. ONN's Danita Harris has details.
It urges visitors to identify areas that need repair or services that need improvement. It also asks people to report signs or other information that are negative about Americans, either past or living. The signs are put up in response to the federal government's order to restore, quote, truth and sanity to American history. A Cuyahoga Valley National Park spokesperson confirms the signs are posted at multiple locations throughout the park, adding the effort allows visitors to connect with these special places free of any partisan ideology.
And in Northeast Ohio, a member of the Browns was stopped for excessive speeding southwest of Cleveland. ONN's Lena Lai has the story.
Tuesday, 12:24 a.m., Strongsville police running radar on I-71 North clock a Dodge Ram TRX flying by with a second car not far behind. Officers turn on lights and sirens. Both the truck and the car pull over.
How you doing? 101. Got you 101 miles an hour.
The driver, Browns rookie quarterback Shadur Sanders. No major penalty for the Browns rookie.
Sign here by the X. It just stating that you're going to take care of the citation. If you don't, they can suspend your license. I'm going to give your girl a break, okay?
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.